Lichas Shabbos. That's why you're allowed to make the aniva or the kshira on the harp on Shabbos, even though you're doing a nisi deraisa of kshira, because the extra mitzvah is lichas Shabbos. Or b'zoyah the kashmir is back again. Afilu lechatchila nami. Why does the Mishnah only say that if it broke on Shabbos you could fix it? Even if it broke, you want to make a metchila on Shabbos, it should be mutter. Because your blessed sheet there is that a hechsher mitzvah is doicha. So the Gemara, the maskoner is, elo lekash, there's no stira. Hor Rabbi Shimon, hor Rabbonin. That our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin. And the Rabbonin sheet there is that we say a hechsher mitzvah is doicha Shabbos enech nami. It's only when it's EF shlasoisum yero Shabbos, if you couldn't have done it before Shabbos. So therefore it's good our Mishnah. Titania we learned. Ben Levi shenifsako loy neima bikina. If a Levi's harp, it broke on Shabbos, that nifsako loy neima, a string broke on Shabbos, is aloha koshroi. Rabbanan say you're allowed to make a knot, even though making a knot is nisi deraisa. But since it only broke on Shabbos, so it was EF should have fixed it before Shabbos, therefore machshira mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon neima oindvoi. Rabbi Shimon says no, only make a knot. Yeah. Only make a bow, because he holds there's no heter to do an issi deraisa. Therefore, the heter is only to make a bow, which is not also a deraisa. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says a third svara. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar weimer afi eno mashmas es akul. No, it doesn't help to make a knot, because making a knot won't make the harp play nicely. Elo, what's the etzah mishalshol milmato? Loosen it on the bottom a little bit, the string, the korech mamala, and tie it on top. In other words, it shouldn't have to make a knot at all. Oy mishal shemamalo, lower it on top, the korech mamato, and tie it on the bottom. That's the etzah. But I call upon him, our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan, that a hechsher mitzvah is only deicha where it was efsha, you couldn't do it before Shabbos. For you boys, same another teretz is, hor v'hor Rabbanan. We both go according to Rabbanan, both prices. Like Hashem. Kan b'yemtza kan minatzad. If it broke in the middle of the string, then the only way to fix it is by making a knot. But of course, you have to make it tight. But if it broke on top, minatzad, then you can make a bow, even that is good. Another teretz says no. Both prices are talking about where it broke. The string broke in the middle. So masava gazrinim or masava le gazrinim. That really you should be allowed to make a knot, because the only way to make it play nicely is with a knot. You have to make it tight. No, the price that says you should only make an aniva, he makes a gzera. A gzera that if you come to make a knot where it ripped in the middle, we're afraid you'll come to make a knot even in the case where it broke on top. And in the case where it broke on top, there you have no right to make a keshem, to make the knot to do the Yisri Deraisim. Because there you could just as well make only an aniva. So therefore he holds we are geyser, and our town of the Mishnah holds we don't make the gzera. Yeah, we're holding off Kuf Gimel. Yeah. Echoitchin Yabeles Bamigdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to cut off Yabeles like a ward. Something that's growing on an animal, on the behemoth, you're allowed to cut off the ward on Shabbos. The Rashi learns the shiloh of a korban. Yet it's a mum by a tomid. The korban tomid that they used to bring on Shabbos, it has a mum like a growth on the behemoth. So you're allowed to cut it off on Shabbos. It's choitchen yabelos b'migdash, avoloi b'medina. But you're not allowed to do it in the Medina, means outside Beis HaMikdash, even in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, the rest it's also to do it. It's only a special heter to do it in the Beis HaMikdash for the korbanos. V'yim b'kli, but let's say you're using a keli, you want to use a knife to cut it off with, then kan v'kan osir. It's even osir in the Beis HaMikdash. So Chorah Tana from the Mishnah hold that in Issya D'Yeraisa, you're not allowed to do, even for the purpose of a korban. Like if this korban now has a mum on it, and you have to use a kli, a knife, to cut it off, which would be an Issya D'Yeraisa, it's also to do it. It's only mutter, even in the Beis HaMikdash, only to use it with your hands, not to use a kli though. So it's only Yosim the Rabbonin. On an Issa, the Rabbonin here will make what to do because it's called Tzarech Kodshim, Tzarech Beis HaMikdash. And the second Rashi says, Choytchin Yabelis, B'yad Komer, you're allowed to use with your hand. V'im B'kli Kan V'kan Osir. But if you use a knife to cut off this ward growing on the animal, that's an Issa Deraisa, it's also even for the Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. V'yaf Agav D'chiyovid Nami B'yad Misakenu, even though if you use your hands to cut it off with, it's also like Osim the Rabbonin. The heavy lay chaytich mebalachayim, the heavy told us the goizis, es hatzemer. Hey, the issa would be anytime you cut something off a live animal, it's also mishum goizis. The malacha goizis is, you're not allowed to shave off the wool of an animal. That's the malacha's goizis. Who had then, if you had any growth on the animal, cutting off the growth would be also midiraisa of goizis. Afilu hachi, kivun neklacha yad kovid, but since here you're only doing it with your hand, not with a knife, that's called a shinu, it's something different. It's not the normal manner. Shein kan derech lechoitcha ela besakin, the normal manner is to do use a knife. Is mele ein kan ela shvus. Anything you do not the normal manner is only yosem midrabonin and not midiraisa. So about this only yosem midrabonin, we say in the Beis Hamikdash, the rabbonin didn't make the gzeres. Other the imbekli, let's say using a knife to cut off this growth on the animal, the imbekli kan vekanosim, the yav malacha heavy, because what you're doing, cutting off a growth from a live animal, is an issur deraisa. Since you're not changing, you're doing the normal manner, the way you do it on the weekday, that's an issur deraisa. So therefore our Tana holds that this hechsher mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos. So you have no heter to do an issur deraisa. It's only yasa to use your hands to do an issur derabbanan. For the Gemarak Astira, or Reminu Havakasha, there's a Mishnah in Psachim that says, Hekivu vihavosai chutz letchum, v'chatichas yabalosai ein doichin. There's a Mishnah about what things are doicha Shabbos when you have to bring the Korban Pesach. If Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, like what are you allowed to do on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, that's doicha Shabbos. So there the Mishnah says, Hakivoi, if you have the Korban Pesach far away, and you want to carry it now on your back, or else, v'akivu v'avosai mechutz letchum. V'akivu means you want to carry it on your back, or else v'avosai mechutz letchum. You want to carry it chutz letchum. The animal is chutz letchum, and this time you want is not carrying it. Hey, the first shalat akivu means you're carrying the animal, which should be an issi, you're carrying it through the Rishus Rabbim. Now, v'avosai mechutz letchum. If the animal is chutz letchum, so even though the animal is walking himself, but it's also to bring it from chutz letchum. And if you have the Korban Pesach that has the ward, the growth on it, you're not allowed to cut it off on the Shabbos. Is ein doichin. That's what the Mishnah says. You're not allowed to do these things on Shabbos. Reb Lezer says there in Psochim, doichin. Reb Lezer holds it is doicha. Because Reb Lezer shittur is that machshirim mitzvah is also doicha Shabbos. So just like the goof for the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos. Who are then to make the Korban roy to be used? Like here to carry the korban through the Rishus Rabbim into the Beis Hamikdash, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Or cut off the ward on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's mutter. But according to the Tanna Kamma, the Chura Stam Mishnah over there, like our Stam Mishnah here, it's a stira. Because there it says Stam, you're not allowed to be doicha Shabbos, you can't cut off the growth on Shabbos. And now Mishnah says, Choyzchen Yabalosa B'Migdash, that in the Beis Hamikdash is mutter, so Chura it's a stira. Yeah. And the Gemara, Reb Leza, Reb Yosi ben Chanina. They both give two different rutsim. Chadoma, one says, ho v'ho balacha. Both Mishnahs are talking about that the wood, the growth on the animal, on the carbon, is a lach, is a fresh one. It's growing still. Lach, it's wet like. But like Kashin, there's no stira. Kan diyad, kan v'kli, there's no stira. Our Mishnah that says choytchin is talking about diyad. If you do it with the shinu, with your hands, you're allowed to cut it off with your hand. That's that the Mishnah over there in Pesachim says you're not allowed to cut off the growth on Shabbos from your Korban Pesach. It's talking about with a knife. With a kli, that's an issur deraisa. Kan v'yad kan v'kli, that's one teretz. V'chadoma, one gives another teretz. Ho v'ho v'yad. No, both Mishnahs are talking about the yad. And still, the Mishnah in Pesachim says you're not allowed to even do it with a shinui. Even with your hands, you can't cut off the growth from the Korban. So it's a stira. Our Mishnah says if it's with your hands, you are allowed to do it. Since it's only yosim with the Rabbonin, it's not the normal manner. It's only yosim with the Rabbonin are mekel in the Beis HaMikdash. So why by the Korban Pesach is it awesome? For Leikasha, there's no stira. Ho b'leicha, ho v'yabesha. Our Mishnah is talking about the growth is still growing nicely. It's leich, it's wet. So therefore, it's an issur d'oraisa to cut it off. So therefore, we're only mekel to do it when with yad and if I can, the kash obalecha again. Ho balecha means the Mishnah Psochim. Hey, the Mishnah Psochim is talking about where it's lecha. Where lecha means that it's wet. It's growing. So that's also to cut it off. Because close the mind, it's growing like it's also to cut it off. And ho v'yavesha. Our Mishnah is talking about where it's dry. If it's dry, then kamat is no isser anymore. So therefore, we'll make go to cut it off. So Drashi, hey, masnisin v'yavesha. Our Mishnah is talking about what's dried up. Even though the ward has come out dried off already, so therefore it's mut to do with the yad, mut to do it with your hands, but our Mishnah still says with the kli it's osur. Mishum the Masakin law, you're still fixing up the animal. The Indian malacha covid, you're doing some type of a malacha. Ode psachim balacha v'tavaru biyad. But the Gemara in Psachim is talking about where it's wet, but even though it's biyad, still it's osur. Well, that's the chiddush, the chilik. That the Mishnah Psachim that says it's osur, even biyad, even though it's only osur midrabbanan, even midrabbanan it's osur to do it. Since the growth is growing, it's a leich, it's a wet one, there, if you would cut it off with a kli, it'd be an issur deraisa, the rabbanan will mach, even midrabbanan, you can't use your hands to cut it off. I, our Mishnah said it's mutter, is that we're talking about the abesha where the wood is already dried up. So if it's dried up, command, there's no shalom issa di raisa, like it's commanded, it's off already. It's only awesome with the rabbonin. So the rabbonin are meko to do with your hands, but still with a kli, it's awesome. So the Gemara now. Olaman di yama ho biyad ho bekli. The first teretz that the chiluk was, our Mishnah is talking about using your hands. That's why it's mutter. And the Mishnah Psachim is talking about a kli. That's why it's awesome. My time lo yama ho belech ob yavesha. Why doesn't the first teretz like the second teretz? That our Mishnah is talking about the Avesha which dried up already, this growth, the wood. Omaloch, I tell you, Yavesha afilu b'kli namishori. They hold no, our Mishnah can be talking about that the wood is already dried up. Because if it's dried up, it's not an issur d'oraisa, it's not called geizus, it's like a dead piece of meat. So there's no issur cutting it off. Even b'kli, even using a knife, should be mutter. My time away, ifrucha ifruch. It's just like you're breaking it off. It's like it's brittle. It's just a breaking off. So there's no issur breaking off like a piece of meat that's dried up already. So if it's dried up the wood here, the our Mishnah can't say it's osur b'kli. So since our Mishnah says by using a knife, it's an issur mashmas osur midiraisam, you have to say our Mishnah is talking about palecha. That the growth is taka, a growing one, that's still wetness to it, that's an issur deraisa cutting it off. So therefore, our Mishnah says, how is it mutter? Only biyad, with your hand, it's mutter. And the Mishnah Psachim, it says it's osur, he's talking about the kli. Because the kli, in this year, it's osur to do it. It's only Reb Lezer, the next man, the Yom Adir Psachim, that holds its mutter. Because he holds machshira mitzvah, doicha Shabbos. But not like Reb Lezer, machshira mitzvah, not doicha Shabbos, you can't use a knife. Vaitu leman the Yom Adir, the second terrace we had. Ho b'leich, ho b'yaveshto. That the second teretz says that our Mishnah is talking about was dried up, and that's why it's mutter. And the Mishnah Psachim is talking about Balecha is my time layom ha biyad ha bekli. Why don't they like the first teretz that the Mishnah Psachim is talking about bekli? That's what's osur. Omloch, I'll answer you. The kli, if it's talking about a kli, ha tanan. It says in our Mishnah, beferesh Mishnah, in the kli kan v'kan osur. Like, if the Mishnah Psachim is also talking about a kli, so what do I need two Mishnahs for? Our Mishnah said it already. Our Mishnah said, what is mutter in the Beis HaMikdash? Only biyad. Avo b'kli, if you use a kli, kan v'kan osur. So our Mishnah says to use a knife to cut off the growth is osur. So what do I have to have a Mishnah Psachim to say also it's osur? Pshita, if the Mishnah there is talking about a kli, that's the same thing like our Mishnah. So that's why they'd rather learn no. The Mishnah Psachim is also talking about biyad. The Nafkirminer is that our Mishnah is talking about where it's Yavesta, where it's dried up already. That's why it's mutter. And the Mishnah of Psachim is talking about where it's wet. That's why it's osur. But our Kli, they don't like to say that's Teres and Psachim, because our Mishnah already said that the Kli is osur. What do we have to have two Mishnahs for? V'iduch, what does the first Teres do with this Kasha? It's not Shver. Ho diktani hosum. Why does it say it over again a second time in the Mishnah of Psachim to say that you can't use a Kli to cut off the growth? It said it already here, Masecht Ervin, you can't use a kli. The Kaboy Yeflugi Reb Lezer Rabbonin. I'll tell you because it wants to say they're the Chiddush of Reb Lezer. That Reb Lezer says even though it's an Issur D'oraisa to use a knife to cut off the growth, still it's mutter. Because he holds Machshire Mitzvah is also Doicha Shabbos. So since the Hakrovis of the Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, who are doing something you have to do to fix up the Korban to be able to use it is also Doicha Shabbos. So that's why the Mishnah says it over there. The Tanakhama that says it's also pshit, it's also like our Mishnah says. But the Chiddush is Reb Lezer's halachon. That he holds it smutter to do an issur d'oraisa because you be machshir, you're making the korban roy to be used. The Yiduch, I'm going to say, what is the second teretz? Why don't they like that teretz? Yiduch, dumya d'harkiva v'havosoy, mechus t'chum. What is the Mishnah Psachim says? It's talking about things you're not allowed to do for the korban Pesach on Shabbos. So it starts off saying you're not allowed to carry the korban through the Rishus Rabbim, you're not allowed to bring it through the Tchum. Now, Poshet, those two are only Yosem and Rabbonin. Because we hold, like Reb Nosson, that the Chai Noisi Atzmoi, so if you carry a live behemoth, Midirais the Smutta. So it's still the Mishnah that says it's Osir, that means even though it's only Yosem and Rabbonin, still it's Osir. So you see, the Mishnah Psachim are talking about Yisur the Rabbonins. So that's why it's Mashm, even the cutting off the Yabal Osir, is also not talking with a knife. That's an awesome the Raisa, but rather what's talking about with your hand, that's only awesome the Rabbanan. Dumya the Akiva the Avosim Chusitchum, Ketoni. The Rabbanan, that those two Avosi Surum, the Rabbanans, bringing something Chusitchum is only the Rabbanan portion, and carrying a Balchai is only awesome the Rabbanan. V'iduch, what does the second Terence do? V'iduch, no. Herkivoy Atayuz Nisya the Raisa. By carrying a behemoth through the Rishus Rabbim, it's also midiraisa. Why? Because the like Reb Nosson, this man Yoma does not hold like Reb Nosson. The Yoma that Reb Nosson says, Ha chai noisia satsmoi. That's Reb Nosson Shita. Anytime you're holding a live person or a live animal, there's no issue midiraisa. Like we said, Svara, that's not Issa Malacha Vaitsur. So the Tana there in the Mishnah in Psochim holds not like Reb Nosson. He holds no, even though you're carrying an animal, still this awesome midiraisa. And vayta avosar mechus tchum, that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to bring the korban pesach on Shabbos if it's out of the tchum of the Beis Hamikdash, you can't bring it into the tchum. Hatay is also awesome in the raisa. True, Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Yom Rabbi Akiva Shita is tchum of the raisa. Rabbi Akiva Shita is that carrying something, bringing something, chus tchum is awesome in the raisa. So Mela, the whole Mishnah there is also talking about Yisrum the raises. So Mela is talking about the abaleso also with your knife. And it's also over there with the knife. Mashiach and Al Mishdeh, it says it's mutter, it's talking about the yad with your hand, that's why it's mutter. Nor Mosi of Rabbi Yosef, Yosef has the kasher. Omer Rebbe Lezer, Kal V'choyma. There in the Mishnah Psochim, Rebbe Lezer says the Kal V'choyma. That how could you, Rabbonin, say it's osur? I have a Kal V'choyma to me to say these things are mutter. Have a Kal V'choyma. Omer Shchita. She mishum alocha. Doiches a Shabbos. We're talking about a korban pesach. That erev pesach comes out on Shabbos. And the locha is, you're allowed to shech the korban on Shabbos. A korban pesach is doiches Shabbos. So madach to do the shchita. That's an issur d'oraisa, that's a malocha. It's doiches Shabbos. Elu, these things. How could you say it's also to carry the animal, to bring a chutz atchum, or to cut off the wood? Elu she mishum shvus. These things that are only yosim the rabbonin. Ein adin she yitzches a Shabbos. Isn't it the Kal V'choyma that the easy surah with the Rabbanin, Avada should be doing a Shabbos? So you see clearly, the Mishnah of them, Sochim, is not talking about an Issur D'oraisa. It's only talking about an Issur D'rabbanin. So you see clearly, the Mishnah there cannot be talking about cutting off the Avolosoi with a kli, with a knife. Because cutting it off with a knife is also midiraisa. So what's Ramei answering back to the Rabbanin, a Kal V'choyma, it should be put to Sonim with the Rabbanin. So it's Araya, the Mishnah there is talking about claw only with your hand. That it's only also midiraisa. So Abizoy, what's the Abizoy? It's a steer of the two Mishnahs then. We're back to the steer then. If the Mishnah then, Sochim is only talking about Midirabonin, by using your hand, so how come over there it says it's Osir, and how come our Mishnah says it's Mutter with your hand, it's a steer. Elo Amar Rabbi Yosef, the Torah has to be like this. Ho v'ho b'yad, saka true. Both Mishnahs are talking about your hand. Our Mishnah says on Shabbos if you have the Korban HaTomid, that you want to bring Shabbos in the morning, and you find a ward that's growing on it, a growth that makes it a mum, you're allowed to pull it off with your hand on Shabbos, staka mutter. And there the Mishnah Psochem says if you have a Korban Pesach that you want to bring on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tear off the ward with your hand. Why not? I'll tell you, O Shvus Migdash should be. What's the gimel here? O Shvus the Migdash. O Shvus the Migdash bim Migdash hetiru. I tell you, if you're doing the shvus, cutting off the wood in the Beis Hamikdash, then it's mutter. So our Mishnah is talking about bringing the Korban HaTomid on Shabbos. Now, who brings the Korban HaTomid? The Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Korban is in the Beis Hamikdash already. So in the Beis Hamikdash, there will make where you could tear off the wood with your hand. Mashenken shvus the Migdash b'medina lo yetiru. There the Mishnah in Psochem is talking about a Korban Pesach. Now everybody takes the Korban Pesach a few days before, and they look over the Korban. So before they bring it to the Korban, the Stom of Shabbos in the morning, the Yisrael looked over his Korban, and he found a ward on it. So before he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah there says, you should know, outside the Beis HaMikdash, in your house, you're not allowed to rip off the ward, even though you're doing it with your hand. That's only Yosem. In the Rabbanan, they weren't matter a Shvus to Medina. Even though it's a Sarach Gevoya, you're doing it for the purpose to be able to bring the Korban Pesach, but since you're doing it in Medina out of the Beis HaMikdash, that's why it's awesome. It's La Yatiru, there's no heter for that. So the more Yosef Abayu koma lohosh maitato, Abayu was sitting and said over this terrace. Eisvei Rav Safra l'Abayu. So Rav Safra had a kasha on this terrace. How could you say that any time you have a shvus, even though it's negayah to the Migdash, it's negayah to a korban, still, since it's being done out of the base of the Migdash, it's also to do it. I have a kasha on you. We had a Mishnah before. Somebody was sitting on the stoop and he was reading a sefer. And the Gemara's times, all the sefer was like our sefer Torah. It was like a glila rolled up sefer. And one side of the sefer fell out of your hand and started to roll away. Is alocha goyle lo yetzli. You're allowed to fold it up, roll it up to you. Now, v'yohocha dishvus de migdish. Now, even though it's an isvi rabban rolling it up, still we say it's mutter. Why? Because the migdish here means al sarach gevoyen. In other words, it's a bizoyen for the sefer to let it stay unrolled. So that's also called like a migdish. So you're allowed to roll up the sefer now, it's doyma to the migdish. But the medina who? But where are you rolling it though? Not on the base of migdish, on top of your roof, on top of your stoop. So you see, v'loy gazrina dil manofil v'yosta lesuye. Then when no metik zero, maybe you fall out of your hand and you come to carry it up. Like midrabonin's tamazay, it's also to be goylu, to roll it up. Because we're afraid maybe the whole thing will fall out of your hand, and you also come to carry it up. So midrabonin it's also. But we're holding with a sefer that has a din like a migdish, nor the sefer, it's a chosh of a zach, it's mishum bizoyin ha-kodesh, so rabbonin will make all their shvus. Even though, where are you doing this shvus? Out of the base of migdish. So you see, anything that's sorchi gevoyon, that's a sorch for Hashem's purpose, while you're doing it, they will mark you to be over the yisr shvus, even though it's not in the base of migdish. So how could the Mishnah Psochim say that when you have your korban pesach on Shabbos, and you want to rip off the ward with your hand, it's awesome, because you're not doing it in the base of migdish. So what? Even by Medina, out of the base of Midrash should be mutter. And for the Mara Poshin, here by the case of the Sefer Torah, there's not even a real issue of the Rabbonin. For lo yakimna the Eskupa Kamlis, didn't we already put on the case it's talking about there, where the Eskupa, the stoop you're standing on, is only a Kamlis. It's not 10 Tvachim high, it's only 5 or 6 Tvachim high, it's only a Kamlis. For Yeshusarabim, my veris lefoneho. And in front of you is the Yeshusarabim. Now we're talking about the Chivon, the Igdai Biyodai. We're talking about true. One side of the sefer rolled out of your hand and went into the Rishus HaRabim. But the other side of the sefer is still in your hand. So now, afilu shvus nami leka. There's not even a shvus here to roll it up. Because even if the whole sefer would fall out of your hand and fall into the Rishus HaRabim, if you'd carry it from the Rishus HaRabim back up to the stoop, the sakarmless, it's only awesome of the Rabbanim. There's no way to the Raisa. So the Rabbanim never made exera in the case where one side of the sefer is in your hand. Since you're holding this sefer in your hand, there's not even this of the Rabbanan. That's why we'll make a few over there to roll up the sefer to where you're standing. But maybe where it's an issa, the Rabbanan, it is usher, maybe the Rabbanan will not make all, even Sarachi Gavoya, if you're not in the base of Midish itself. Yeah. Right, Esve, I have another kasha though. Esve. Another lochim says the Shabbos we had mishal shalin esa pesach letanur im chashecha. If erev pesach comes out on Shabbos and you want to cook the korban pesach, so mishal shalin esa pesach letanur im chashecha. At night time, you're allowed to start cooking up the korban pesach. That'll be mishal shalin. That means to have the korban pesach, the meat on a chain. You're allowed to hold the korban pesach and lower it down into the tanur. As Meshalsha means with the chain, you could lower down the meat into the tanner, in Chashecha. Now, v'yohocha dishvus b'migdash b'medina, v'loi gazrinim. Now, the locha is, you're not allowed to do this on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to put the meat metchila into the tanner. Because there's exerim with Rabbonin, d'shem meyachta. Now, it's in Chashecha means here, right before Shabbos. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Mishalshlin, litzloisa, you want to roast it. Vu yitzla miyatzla, roast by itself. Uva bosa di alma, a regular piece of meat. Amrinon, ein tzolim bosa, botso, lo beitza, elekzesh yitzolim aboyjoin. The locher is on a regular era of Shabbos, you're not allowed to put raw meat right before Shabbos into the tanner, into the oven. It has to be put on Friday afternoon, enough time before Shabbos, that it'll be tzolim, will be roasted before Shabbos. Why not? It's the gzeira shemiyachta b'gicholim. Because if you're going to put the piece of meat right before Shabbos in the oven, now roasting it is going to make the meat, it'll be ready soon. Now we're afraid by the time you sit down to eat the meal, it won't be finished yet. So you want the meat to be roasted faster, you come to hit the coals to make it burn better, and that's an issue of the ricer on Shabbos. So right before Shabbos, you're not allowed to put raw meat into the tanner to start roasting right before Shabbos. And here it says it's mutter. When you have the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach was on Friday. And tonight is Shabbos. So the locher is that right on Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook. So Mela, right before Shabbos, you're allowed to put this Korban Pesach into the Tanner, and it'll cook by itself, and Shabbos by night, you'll eat it by Pesach. In the Kasha, why not? Why don't they make the Gzeira? So Teretz says, because since you're doing something that's a Korban, it's a Tzarche Gvoya, it's like called in the Migdush, so Rabbanan didn't make the Gzeiras by the Migdush. Even though, where are you roasting your Korban Pesach? Not in the base of Migdush. Everybody takes the Korban Pesach home, and they roast it home. You bring it to the base of Migdush Friday afternoon, the Kohen shechts it, then you take it home with you when you roast it in your house. So still we see, we don't make Gzeiras midrabbanan, even though it's b'medina, it's not in the base of Migdush, because it's called Tzarche Gvoya. So why the Mishnah Psachim saying that if you have your Korban Pesach that has the growth on it, you're not allowed to pull it off on Shabbos? Why not? It's only Yosem and the Rabbanan. There should be Mutter. So Ishtik kept quiet. He didn't have a terrace for this. You see a Shavus of the Mikdash, it's Mutter even b'Medina. So the Maraki Yosel came with Rabbi Yosef. When he came in front of Rabbi Yosef, he gave the terrace. Omalei, Hochi Omalei Rav Safra. This is what Rav Safra told me. Omalei, my time up. Why didn't you answer like this? There's a difference. Usually by the Korban Pesach, when you're talking about cooking it, roasting it, usually a few people have the Korban together. Like the mitzvah is, you have to eat the whole thing, and there's nice if you leave it over. So usually you make sure before Pesach you have enough people that it's for one Korban, that they'll be able to eat it together. They'll finish eating the whole Korban. So you have a few people together. So since Peshas roasting is a chabur, a few people together, there's reason him. That's why we'll make all, they're allowed to put it into the oven right before Shabbos, and we're not afraid maybe they'll be yachter, they'll hit the coals on Shabbos. Because since it's a chabur, a few people together, that's why it's reason. Mashenki, before we're talking about you checking over the Korban Pesach before Pesach, and you find the war there, there's not a few people to do it, it's only one person to do it, so therefore, there we're machmer. Rashi b'nei chabura, Hanimnim ala Pesach's reasoning, they're very careful. The Chol Oiskim, the Kodeshim's reason. The Chomim, Hilkach Lemachti. Therefore, the Rabbanim were not Choshid, the Rabbanim weren't Choshid, that maybe you'll hit the coals. There's more of Abaye. Why didn't Abaye like the Steretz? Abaye held that is Kahanim's reasoning, Amrinin. Of a B'nei Chabura's reasoning, Le Amrinin. We never find anywhere that we say Stam, regular people, Azoris, watch themselves carefully, even if you have a few people together. It's only a Svara Kahanim. B'shasta krovus the korban, when the kohanim do something, they're zoris, they're very careful. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Ishtik saw the kohanim's reason hein amrinin bekamaduch. A lot of places in Shas we always say kohanim are very careful. The chivon shenichnas lavoida v'yedua shalem duhu hilchas kodesh. Since this kohen is going to do the avoida, he zichah learned all the halachas before he starts doing it. So therefore, he's very zoris. He watches himself carefully. Abu b'nei chabura, zrizen le'amrinim. Shein l'chodim, shein waisa pesach. I mean, normal people also make a korban pesach. As not mucha, they know the halachis. So stam b'nei chabura, we never say the svara that's reasoning. Therefore, Abaye didn't like this terror to say b'nei chabura's reasoning. Therefore, Abaye by Bakasha. Rav gives another terror now. Rav Ramar, Rabbi Lezehi. Diyoma machshire mitzvah doichin es ha-shabbos. So Rashi, Rav Ramar, hov ho biyad. The Rav says another teretz not to the spirit, to our Mishnah and the Mishnah Psachim. That our Mishnah says, you are allowed to cut off the growth of the animal, and the Mishnah Psachim says, you're not allowed to cut off the growth. So Rav has another teretz now. That what Rashi says, they're both talking about taka with your hand. Because the Mishnah Psachim is also not talking about Nitzah Diraisa, it's only talking about Nitzah Rabbanan. And even the yad, just using your hand to pull off the ward, it's still the Mishnah Psachim says it's osur. Aye, why does our Mishnah say here it's mutter? For ho v'ho b'lecha. And both Mishnahs are talking about that the growth is still growing, it's a wet one, it's still alive. Dibi aveshe, because if it's talking about a dry one, lo mitzso b'kli. How could our Mishnah say b'kli it's osur? There's no wisdom in the raisa. Elam astisan diktoni shvus di'ev shalom me'yesmo mitchim makme machshire mitzvah reb lezi. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer. The pligi nami alav yud psachim v'yomar doichin the afilu av malachim mitchi mikemayim v'kol shchein shvus. I tell you, our Mishnah here that says that you are allowed to pull off the ward on Shabbos goes a little bit to Reb Lezer that says machshire mitzvah is doiche Shabbos. That's pshat our Mishnah. Machshire, just like the korban atonement itself is doiche Shabbos, who are then to make the korban ready to be used Like now it has a mum. You can't use it. To pull off the ward, it's called a hechsher. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer. Mashenka, the Mishnah Psochem clearly, the first man, the yom, is not Reb Lezer. Because Reb Lezer over there is taka mechulik and says doichin. So Tanakama that says it's not doicha is not Reb Lezer. So therefore there's no stira. Our Mishnah is also Reb Lezer Shita. That holds machshira mitzvah doicha Shabbos. But what Shver on this is, if you hold machshira mitzvah doicha Shabbos, why does our Mishnah say you can't use a kli, you can't use a knife to cut it off? Because that's also midiraisa. What's wrong if it's also midiraisa? Reb Lezer holds machshira mitzvah doicha Shabbos. So since you're cutting off the growth to make the carbon roy to be used, it should be mutter even to do an isidiraisa. So why does our Mishnah say, if it goes according to Reb Lezer, a kli you can't do? This is the Chiddush. Reb Lezer, the Yom HaMachshir Mitzvah Deichas HaShabbos. Of a Moedah Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer himself was also Moedah. The Kama, the Efshel, the Shnuyah, Mashninin. When do we say you have a right to be over in Issi Diraisam for a Hechsha Mitzvah, if that's the only way you can fix up the Mitzvah? It's the only way, the Moshe by Milo. You want to make a Milo on Shabbos, and the Moel doesn't have a knife. He lost his knife. So the only way to make the Milo is to make up a new knife. You're allowed to make the new knife on Shabbos, even though it's Nisi Diraisam. He owes Machshir Mitzvah Deicha Shabbos. That's because you have no other way of doing it. But where you have another way of doing it, the Yeshu L'Shnuya, you could do it with a Shinui, that there wouldn't be an Nisi Diraisa Mashninin. The Lachar is, you have to make a Shinui. Therefore, now Mishnah, you have this Korban Atomid, and today is Shabbos, you want to bring this Korban on Shabbos. So just like the Korban itself was Deicha Shabbos, we have less old true the Hechsher to make it Roy to be used also Deicha Shabbos. So you have the growth on the korban, now it's a mum, you can't use it. So you're allowed to cut off the growth on Shabbos. But there are two ways you could do it. Either you could do it with your hand, you could do it with a not normal manner, do it with your hand and pull it off, or bite it off with your mouth. If you do that, it's only yasim midirabonin. Midiraisa is mutter, because it's not the normal manner. To use a knife, it's yasim midiraisa. So since you could do it with a knife and a vishinui, that would only be an Yisrael Rabbonin, even according to Reb Lezer, you only have a right to do the Yisrael Rabbonin. You don't have a right to be over the Yisrael Raisim. That's why our Mishnah says, if you're in Bekli, can't be Kanosim. To use a knife to cut it off, there's no head to, even according to Reb Lezer. Since you could do it with your hands, there's no right to be over the Yisrael Raisim. Yash Neshnuya Mashninim. So the Maramahi, where's the Raya for this word? We don't have such a Raya to see that even according to Reb Lezer, when you could do it in life,